I'm WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel. Milwaukee Public School officials have chosen the district's next leader. MPS's board of directors announced their pick for superintendent Tuesday night following a closed session. The board selected Dr. Brenda Caselius from three finalists as the next superintendent, pending contract negotiations. Caselius worked as superintendent of Boston Public Schools from 2019 to 2022, before she moved to the energy sector. She started her career as a special education paraprofessional and teacher in Minnesota, before serving as the state's commissioner of education for 8 years. Caselius shared what she's learned about MPS at a meet-and-greet event with the community last Thursday.
So what I've learned that Milwaukee parents want is higher academic achievement. They want their kids to be in safe and welcoming schools. That means they want to know that the adults have their best interests at heart and that they are prepared and have everything that they need to get the job done. And they want someone who is going to be a truth teller and bring the hard decisions and stand up for their kids.
Caselius will take over a school district that has not had a permanent leader since June, when Keith Posley resigned from the post amidst allegations of mismanagement. Last year, MPS was months late in submitting required financial reports to the state. Some information submitted was incorrect, resulting in a projected loss of $43 million in aid from the state this school year. Last April, Milwaukee voters approved an increase to property taxes that will raise $252 million for local schools. Caselius said she hopes to prioritize schools with the greatest needs and highest levels of poverty for direct support from referendum funding.
With putting together a budget, particularly if you have a large referendum and the new influx of funding, there's going to be different opinions about where that money should go. And I think it's important to get that money to students and get it to the classroom rather than to, you know, district office services, for instance. It's important that every dollar goes first to students and to the classroom.
Next, the school board of directors will negotiate a contract with Caselius. The board needs to approve Caselius's contract by June 26th. Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.